Blog Talk Radio.
It's Monday night and it's time to get rowdy. Catch up on This Week in ARCA and NASCAR with news and comments. Plus, you never know who will stop by for a visit. Right here on the Rowdy Maglite Show. Here's your weekly radio duo, Rowdy and Mark.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to a special edition of Rowdy Maglite Racing tonight. Actually, it's Saturday afternoon, and we're live at Daytona International Speedway. And I've got Mark and Jeff down in pit row. Hey, Mark, Jeff, how are you?
Hey, Rowdy, how you doing?
We're doing great, Rowdy. There can't be a better place to be right now than the end of pit road at Daytona for the 55th morning of the... Yeah, Rowdy.
I was just going to tell everybody that we're out in a beautiful sunny day, about, low 70s, about a 5 to 10-mile-an-hour breeze. And it, like you said, Mark, we are at the 65th ARCA Racing Series presented by Menards, and it's actually the 54th running of the Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment 200 presented by General Tire. And I'd like to welcome General Tire here for the Speed Week with ARCA.
Well, Rowdy, it's just an unbelievable feeling and sense to be down here my first time. I know it's Jeff's first time. We're walking on cloud nine right now, enjoying the sights, the sounds, and the smell. So I hope we get a lot of callers. We're going to try to get you some good interviews, and let's have some fun this afternoon. How about it?
Man, and just like I said, I know we got a little static. Maybe it may be feeding off. I'm not real sure on that. But if we do, just bear with us. We'll try to take care of it next time. We're going to have 2 hours again tomorrow, 3 to 5 also. Mark, who have y'all got coming up? Talk.
Well, we're working on that, Rowdy. We're waiting for a little of the noise to calm down here. We're dealing with tech problems that we didn't realize. All the generators are running, and it makes it hard for us to hear or communicate. So I think Jeff's going to get somebody right now.
All right, hello.
We got Jeff.
Hey, Rowdy, I got the driver, Mike Seneca, of the Bell Platinum Chevrolet. Qualified. We practiced yesterday, 39th. At 177.701. So, hey, Mike, how'd you do in your practice? Did you practice? Did you do a second round of practice?
Yeah, well, we picked it up from the first practice. We went out the first time. We changed the setup a little bit. We tightened it up a little bit because it was kind of driving off a little free. So, but what happened was Wayne and the guys, Hickson Motorsports, they tightened it up for me, which gave us a better run. Car was a lot better going into the turn.
So, how do you feel about qualifying for today and your chances?
Well, I feel pretty good. We got some fast cars in the group there, so it's going to be interesting. But I think we're just going to kind of pick up the draft here and see what we can do and lay down two good laps and see what we can do. Now, we're just trying to have the Bell Plantation American Powerhouse on board with us.
How's your car been running in the draft? Pretty good?
Yeah, pretty good. That's what I got in about 3 to 4 laps in the draft. And then we picked up considerable speed. We took up, 4 miles an hour, which, I was really impressed with that. So, but I think once you're in the draft and all, you just gotta leave. You put the foot down, you don't lift, and just have confidence in the car, and that's it.
All right, I appreciate your time, and good luck in qualifying and in the race tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Jim. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. Hey, just for
Rowdy, how you doing? I'm good.
I'm doing great. All right, Mark, I just want to tell everybody that Mike, hey, and make sure that they all mention their sponsors, because Mike Bell Plantation is his sponsor and his driver for Wayne Hickson driving the Chevrolet today.
Will do. so too. And I think Jeff's teaming up with somebody else right now.
All right, sounds good.
We're working on another interview here, folks, so be patient with us. We're learning on the job today, but we're having fun doing it.
Well, I see a lot of folks headed your way, Mark. We're lucky enough to be able to make this thing happen today. And, you know, like I said, it's the 54th run of the Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment 200 driven by General Tire. And, man, what a beautiful day. Grab the kids and come on out, man, tomorrow.
And Jeff has another interview for us. So hang on. I'm turning the phone
all
over.
Right. All right.
How you doing? All right. Hey, how are you today? Thanks for taking the time.
I'm good.
Okay. Well, on a beautiful day like this, what's your predictions for your poll speed?
Well, yeah, I can't quite say what the speed's going to be, but I think that this 33 Toyota Camry is going to be towards the top of the board. We're really excited about today. We feel good. Our Promatic Toyota's been fast all weekend, so I think we're going to be really good today.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time for this pressure-filled situation. We already go out and qualify today to speak with us. Do you want to mention your sponsors and your social media for us?
Oh, for sure. You know, we've got a great partner with Promatic Automation and Tech Line Manufacturing. And if the race fans are interested to follow me on social media, you can look me up on Twitter at DriverFontaine, Snapchat, JustF60, and make sure to give Wintron Racing and AM Racing a follow as well. But we're excited about today and can't wait to be qualifying and the race started.
Well, Justin, have a really good day today, and I hope you have an even better day tomorrow. And good luck in your qualifying.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Ronnie.
Man, keep bringing them on there, big guy.
Well, we're heading down Pitt Road trying to find somebody else to speak with today.
Well,
Jeff,
I won't tell
Jeff,
you that.
Just hire somebody.
I think I'm going to grab Gene Powell while he's over here and get
him in. Go for it, Ronnie. We're going to look for somebody else. We'll break in when we find them.
You got a minute. All right, everybody, I'd like to tell you that I got Gene Powell here. Gene's fixing to go out and try to lay down some time for us. Gene, if you would like, kind of tell us what you faced up here.
Well, we got to put down a good time. We practiced okay, but we don't have a provisional. So we got to beat a lot of people, but it's doable. We're in a good group, and just have to come off that line like you're drag racing and stay with them. And hopefully we got a good 4 minutes, 4 minutes at a time. And hopefully we can get the Wendell Stott Dodge in the show. But everything's perfect today, so hopefully we can do our part.
All right, everybody, that's Gene Powell in the 71 car. Gene's got a battle with it. He's got an uphill battle, but he's worked hard to get here, guys. And he's got a good chance to make the field today. Jeff, Mark, what about y'all?
Well, I didn't hear what you said, Rowdy.
I said, how are y'all?
We're doing good. We're working on another interview here, so we're just
waiting 1 minute. He's very sweet with us in a minute.
All right. Well, Gene Powell, like I was telling you, Gene Powell.
We're going to be Andy Stuth.
Andy, okay.
Got Andy Stuth coming up, folks, and he's been visiting with a couple of the drivers right now. We're letting them get their business out of the way, and he's going to come over and talk with us.
Well, just to let everybody know, the race is tomorrow on Fox 1. It's scheduled at 4:15 Eastern time. Eastern time, 4:15 Eastern time, will be the starting of the Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment 200 driven by General Tire. It'll be 80 laps around Daytona to equal out to 200 miles is what they're going to be racing. Today's qualifying is at 3:30, We're coming up on that on Eastern time. The pole qualifying is going to be group qualifying today. And Gene Powell, he was one of his concerns. Gene's concern was who he was going to be put in on the group, because it's very important to have a good group of guys to run with. Mark?
Yeah, Rowdy.
What y'all got on down there on pit lane?
Well, we're kind of waiting. We're in the waiting mode right now. We've got one lined up, and we're looking for another one. So we're just enjoying the sights and sounds. It's loud
Daytona
down here, a lot louder
Speedway.
Than you realize.
Redefined everything 30.
All right.
30-second stereo radio,
here.
HISC 0100.
Rowdy, are you there?
The Daytona 500. It's the race that defines legend. And as the world's only motorsports stadium, Daytona International Speedway is the place that redefines what a race can be. You can experience it all and witness the next career-defining NASCAR moment at the Great American Race. But hurry, the 2016 race sold out, so don't miss out in 2017. The Daytona 500, Sunday, February 26th. Guarantee your seats at 1-800-PIT-SHOP or Daytona500.com.
All right, Mark. Mark, or
Rowdy,
Jeff,
are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we might have him in a minute. Here he comes right now. Give me a call.
Hi, we've got Andy Schultz here today, so
hang on. Here he is.
Here you go, everybody. We have Andy Schultz from Salisbury, North Carolina, driving the RBR Company Cantino Paving Chevrolet. Hey, Andy, today's a beautiful day for qualifying. How was your car in the first round compared to did you practice in the second round of practice today?
We were real good in both rounds. We really focused on some single car runs early on. We didn't get the great drafting run we need to, but looking forward to our group. You know, we've got some good cars ahead of us. Obviously, we got to get in on time, so it's crunch time. It's a little nerve-wracking with the group qualifying. Your destiny's not really in your hands. So hopefully, just hoping for the best, and hopefully we can be in the show tomorrow.
Well, being the group qualifying with a group of people that you're qualifying with, how do you feel with their speeds, and they'll help you get into this field?
Well, it's all going to depend on how good we can get lined up. We got the fastest car leading our draft. We got a couple good cars. We do have some cars that we might wish were a little quicker, and that might handicap us compared to the groups that have six really strong cars. And, you know, we have to be in the top 30 on time. That's what we're shooting for. So we don't really know, especially being the first group out. It's kind of hard to say what time we need to run. We'll learn more as we go on, and at that point it'll be kind of beyond our control.
All righty. I appreciate your time. I know you're busy, and thanks for your time, and good luck in qualifying in the race tomorrow.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a good fun. Hey, Rowdy.
Jeff.
How
are
you,
Rowdy? Yes, Mark. Hey, both of y'all, remember to ask them about their social media and their sponsors. Let's give them a chance to talk about their sponsors that make it available here. I just want to remind everybody. Let's remind everybody again, folks. We're live at Daytona in the ARCA garage, and we're here at the 54th run of the Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment 200, driven by General Tire. And it's great just to be here, isn't it, guys?
Who is it?
Hey, Mark. We got us something.
Hey, Rowdy, we're lining up another interview here.
Spring, a time of boundless promise. The winds of change fill the air as hope blossoms boldly on the branch. And NASCAR rumbles into town. Catch the folds of honor quick trip 500, the Lenai 250, and the active pest control 200 at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Be here March 4th and 5th for the promise of a new season. Sunday tickets start at just $39, and all kids' tickets are just $10. Visit AMSRaceTix.com.
All right, guys, we're back live again. Jeff, Mark.
Hey, Roddy, we have another guest coming up.
All right.
We have Terry Jones with the North Track Park20BandsNow.com Toyota. And we'll have him on in a few seconds.
All right.
Hey, Terry, how are you today?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Well, thank you for taking the time and speaking with us for one of these pressure-filled situations. And how are you feeling?
Oh, it's not that much pressure, but everything's good.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear. Beautiful car, beautiful weather. Where do you think you're going to get up? The top 10, I hope?
Yeah, I mean, I got a few good cars in my group. Just new qualifying procedure. We'll see how it goes, but... I know I can probably drop them and get around them in front of me there, but we should have a good run, hopefully top 10. Keep up, you know, top 10 in practice speed. So
well, sounds great. And, you know, we're so excited to be here, and I hope you are too. And we'd like to give a word on your sponsors, and now we get a hold of you on Facebook or social media?
Yeah, I mean, can't beat this weather, and everybody down here is going to be a great race and a great weekend and everything. And just want to thank Nortrax and RJR Racing, Mark Rett and Logan Nyquist. You know, all the guys who are working hard to make it fast. Hope everything goes good.
Well, Terry, we appreciate you taking the time. We have a great run today and have an even better run tomorrow, and just be safe.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, Rowdy, that was Terry Jones, and now we're off looking for another victim for us to interview.
All right, I'm going to go to another ad for us here.
All righty. We're heading down pit road. We'll have somebody shortly.
Hey!
Oh, I have an eye. We have a victim. We have an old friend of yours of ours, Roddy. We have Fred Holmes on today.
All right.
So we'll bring Fred on here in a second.
Okay, we got one of the Alabama gang here, folks. Fred Holmes coming up here. Here at Daytona,
hey,
right now.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, Brett, Rowdy here.
Hey, how's it going?
Going great, Brett. Beautiful weather here. Track seems to be perfect today.
Yeah. It's
how's your outlook?
I feel like we got a pretty good car. I mean, we were fastest in the first practice today, and so I think it's definitely just left up to this qualifying deal and see how it goes. But we're pretty fast. I'm pretty confident in everything we've got here.
Well, Brett, hey, I appreciate you stopping by and talking with us just a minute. We're trying something new here, and glad you're going to be part of something we've started each week, I hope, when ARCA comes to town.
Yes, sir. I really appreciate it. I hope
like
I'll do my best.
Hey, if you would, Brett, tell everybody how we can find you and who your sponsors are.
Just on our website at BrettHolmes.com and our Facebook page, Brett Holmes Racing. We have a lot of updates go through there.
All right, Brett. Thanks, man.
Thanks a lot. There we are. We have Fred Holmes.
Good right after. We put a good number
up. Got it.
I like to tell everybody, Brett was fastest in the second practice, which he said that didn't pay nothing and didn't get a trophy, and I understand completely. Winning the race is what pays. Mark, how's it going down there?
Excuse me, Rowdy?
Everybody's making the move to the pit, to the cars now, aren't they?
Everybody's starting to move to their cars in the first group. Brett's in that first group, so that's why we maybe had to cut the show a little short with him. But Jeff's on the line right now with somebody else, so we hope to have somebody else shortly.
All right, well, I'm going to try to go to
another commercial. Hey, Dalton, good to see you. We've talked on the show a couple of times, so... I'm going to turn you over to Dalton Sargent here. Hey. You got him.
Hey, Dalton. Hey.
Hello?
Hey, Dalton. It's Jeff here. How you doing on this sunny day in Daytona?
Yeah, good. How's it going?
How's your car for qualifying today, and how you feel your chances are getting a pole position for tomorrow's race?
Yeah, I feel pretty confident. I feel like we have a pretty good group. We've been pretty solid so far the entire weekend in practice and stuff, so I'm pretty confident with the way things have gone, and I'm looking forward to it.
Now, you qualified. You practiced fifth yesterday. Did you go back out today and do any changes to make anything better?
Nope. We went back out this morning, but we didn't really make too many changes. Just trying to get me a little bit more experience in the draft and stuff, and get ready for tomorrow's race.
So, with the group of guys you're qualifying, how did you feel your package cars are for qualifying?
I feel like we got a pretty good group. I'd say it's probably the second best, though. I feel like I'm in a pretty good position right now, and I don't know if we'll have enough for the pole, but I think we'll be towards the front.
All right, and can you tell people how we can get a hold of you on social media?
Yeah, everybody can always follow along on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. That's just all of it, Adult Sergeant.
All right, I appreciate your time on this busy day, and good luck in qualifying and the race tomorrow.
Yep, thank you.
All right, folks. Hey, that was Dalton Sargent, driver. All right, Mark, I was telling everybody that was Dalton Sargent, driver of the number 77 Ford for Cunningham Motorsports. Actually, that car was is the car that Chase Briscoe drove last year to win the championship in ARCA. And, hey, I'm going to tell you, it looks good for that car this year. Don't it, Mark?
Well, Rowdy, I think they got the same. They got another good ride underneath them, and they got another good driver. I think Dalton's the real thing, and looking forward to seeing big things out of Dalton Sargent in the future.
Well, I'll tell you another good one is his partner there, his other driver, the 22 for Cunningham Motorsports, and that's Shane Lee. Should be seeing those two cars should be in the top. You know they're going to be in the top 10 in qualifying.
Hey, Rowdy, I think we got an old friend of yours coming on.
All right.
We're working on getting Mr. Thomas Prater to have a short visit with us.
Hey,
yep,
another one of Alabama guys.
Yep, you got him, and Thomas has got big time for coming on.
Hey, what's going on? How are y'all? How are
you? We're doing good. Rowdy, say hello to one of your old Alabama boys.
Hey, Thomas, Rowdy up here in the garage. We're trying something a little new today. We're doing a live broadcast. I'm glad that you're part of it, Thomas, and that you're here representing Alabama, us representing Alabama and Alabama gang.
Yeah, man. I'm glad to be here. This will be my fifth time racing here. Fifth year in a row, and I'm glad to be here, glad to be competing, and, you know, we got qualifying here and here starting in a couple minutes, so hopefully we'll be good to go in the pack today.
Well, Thomas, did you get a good trial?
Yeah, we did pretty good. We drew a 15. We're in the pack with the 77 and the 5, the 80, the 46, and the 42, which are all really good cars, so We're satisfied with that, and we're just going to pull off pit road, lead the pack, and just hope for the best.
Hey, Thomas, listen, man, we give everybody a chance to throw out where they can follow you and your sponsors, if you'd like to do that now.
Yeah, man, we're from Mobile, Alabama. You can get me on Thomas Prater, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I really want to thank some local sponsors that came on board this weekend. We got Wade Distributors, Lewis Precision, MH Electric, and Sirius Technical Services. It just takes a lot to get here. And, I think people are starting to realize that in Mobile, and they're really starting to help us out. So I'm really thankful for that, and hopefully we have a good running qualifying today.
Well, Thomas, I appreciate you coming on, and hopefully we got something new that we can continue all year long. and be a part of ARCA series and present this to folks. This is a great family series to come out. We got autograph session for what, 2 hours tomorrow, Thomas?
Yes, sir. I think it's about 2 hours. So hopefully we'll have a good turnout for that, and everybody will get to see the cars up close and personal, and we'll get to hand out some hero cards and get ready for the race.
Well, listen, if you're an uncle, an aunt, grab your kids and come out here. 2 hours autograph session, you'll be able to bring them. They'll actually get to see and touch the drivers. Thomas, thanks a lot. Appreciate you being here, man.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on, man. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much, Thomas. You too. Good luck. Well, there was one year old Alabama boy there, Rowdy.
Mark, I was just telling everybody, if you're an uncle, an aunt, a big brother, grab the kids, man. This would be a great place to come. You don't have the huge crowds that you'll have next week, and it's not going to cost you a bankroll. It's the most affordable racing, professional racing that you're going to see right here.
It is, Rowdy, and I wish everybody could be here with us to see how beautiful and shiny and fast-looking these cars are down here on pit road. It just has the hair on the back of your neck standing up. Jeff and I are just so excited to be here, and we're just having a blast. We're having fun talking with the drivers, whoever else wants to talk with us. So, hey, we got another one coming right up. Jeff's working on another one.
Matt, you got a minute?
Got him.
All right, folks.
We got Matt Tips here, Charlie.
I just want to remind everybody we're going to be doing this live at Driver's Introduction tomorrow.
Hey, Ron, we got Matt on here. Hey. We got Matt Tips of the NOS Terrible Arts Toyota. How you doing, Matt, on a sunny floor today?
Oh, I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good. You were up there in the top 10. You were 7th in practice yesterday. How's your car?
You know, I thought we were really good. I think single car runs, we were definitely one of the quickest ones here. It's so hard to get a judge of how quick you are in the draft, but it's more of how your car's feeling and how it does on a single car run. So those two put together, I'm feeling pretty good about it. I think our qualifying group is, we got a decent draw at it, so with the group we got. So we were actually just strategizing how we're going to get together here, and hopefully we'll get ourselves out in the front. That's the biggest thing with this race, just make sure everybody's out in front. You want to get yourself in the best position. And, these cars like the bottom seat quite a bit for a while. So just get ourselves in a spot where we can do that. And we'll get our NOS Energy Terrible Hurst Camry up in front and hopefully go get the W at the end of the day.
Now, with being such a hot day, how is the grip level going to be with the tires, the general tires with the grip level?
The great thing about Daytona and with general tire here is normally it's a non-issue. So it may get a little bit hot, a little bit slick, when we start the race, but we're going to get some cloud cover coming in, some shade, and, we'll be okay once we get rolling here. So, as long as we keep it, keep other cars off of our fenders, we'll be okay. So that's the great thing about the Daytona repave is it kind of equalizes that out. So still some, moving around in the pack, you'll get that'll help out with grip. But these guys bring a good tire, and we got a good racing surface here at Daytona to go get it done.
All right, I appreciate your time, and can you let people know how we can get a hold of you on social media, follow you on social media?
Yeah, absolutely. Go Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. It's @Matt_Tift, T-I-S-S-T. There are two S in there, so that's definitely an important one. But check us out on there, and hopefully check us out in Victory Lane tomorrow night, too.
Hope to see you there. Good luck in qualifying and race tomorrow. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks, buddy. We'll see you.
All right, Jeff. That was a good one.
All right, Righty. It looks like the first group is getting fired in their engines, getting ready to go to qualify here.
Yeah, they're firing up those engines. We can hear them real good where we're at right now. We're heading down the pit road towards the other end to see if we can get somebody else in.
Man, you're knocking them down today, guys.
Oh,
knocking
boy. What a day, Rowdy. What a day. We're having a blast down here.
Hey,
but it kind of wears on you.
It's just good. Hey, listen, it's just good to be here that we're able to broadcast this live for folks that's not here to be able to listen and maybe feel like they're here, Mark.
Oh, Rowdy, so glad the three of us made it down here and were able to cover this for everybody. And I hope everybody who's listening is enjoying it today. And we'll work on another drive.
Well,
we got another driver coming up. Clint King. I think we got Clint. No, maybe not. Jeff works at him.
Meanwhile, back here, the ARC officials are cleaning out the garage.
Hey, Bobby, we have Clint King on here.
Brent King?
Brent King, yes, sir. Thanks for being on, Clint.
Heard him over.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
How
are
we feeling today on a pressure pack qualifying day?
We're off a little bit, to be honest. We need a little help horsepower-wise or body-wise or something. So we've been struggling for speed all week. But fortunately, this form of qualifying, if we get the right launch off pit road here, we'll be in not too bad a shape. So we're going to look to make the most of it and see what we can squeeze out of this thing this afternoon.
Well, the drafting here kind of equalizes everything quite a bit, doesn't it?
Sorry about that. It's a little loud on pit road. I can't hear you too good down here.
Yeah, it's just getting a little loud down here, Rowdy, so Clint and I are having a hard time talking to each other. But I was asking Clint, I forgot my train of thought.
Sorry.
I got distracted down here. But no, we're talking about the draft equaling things out. He still have a good run in that, so hopefully, Clint, good luck.
Yep, thank
you,
sir.
Give a little more time out there, social media and your sponsors.
Yeah, I got to thank Warehouse Designs for being on board. And follow me on Twitter, at DriverClickKing. We're going to go hop in this thing and go to work here in a minute.
Good luck.
All right, thanks so much, Clint. Have a good run. All right, Rowdy, that was Clint King. Now we're going to find Jeff, and I think he might have lined somebody else up. Like I said, it's getting loud down here.
Well,
Jeff's working on somebody right now. Oh, we got another driver. We got Mike Self here. So I'm going to turn my phone over to him and let Jeff do the interview.
All right.
Yes, sir, Mike.
How are we doing, guys?
Doing good. Hey,
I'm Rowdy,
back.
You there?
I'm back. Sorry. Yeah, I'm back now. I'm sorry. Lost it. Okay, I'm back.
All right.
Rowdy.
All right, sorry. Yeah, I'm back. We're guys.
We're back?
We're back on.
Okay, we're going to go get Michael Self again. We'll see if we can do this one more time.
All right, sorry.
Are you going to give it another shot, Mike? Hang on, here we go.
Okay.
Hey, guys, how we doing?
Hey, Mike, how you
all
doing?
Right,
this is Michael Self of the Sinclair Lubricants Toyota. So how we doing on this sunny day in Florida?
We're doing pretty good. We're getting ready to qualify here, so I think the nerves are up a little bit watching this first group go out and trying to figure out what we're going to do here, but excited to take my first qualifying laps here.
So you were... you didn't do too bad yesterday. You were 12th in practice. Did you go take it back out today? And if you did you make any changes?
Yeah, we went out this morning and just did a couple single car runs there, trying to get the nose of the car down a little bit. I don't think we were too bad yesterday. We wish the car would have sucked up a little bit better in the draft. But, I think we made some changes this morning that will help that out. And hopefully we got something good here in this pack and qualifying.
With the group, how do you feel with the group that you're in? How's your group look?
I think it's pretty solid. That 98 car has been fast all weekend. He's leading our group. 34 I got behind me. He should be pretty good. He said he's a good pusher, and that's kind of what we need here. So we'll go jump in, see what we can get here with these guys. I think we might have a good shot at it.
All right. I know you're busy, and you want to check out the first group. Can you, before you go, can you let people know how they can follow you on social media?
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Give me a follow. Michael Self on Twitter. I'm on Instagram under the same thing, and Michael Self Racing on Facebook. Give Sinclair Oil Corporation a follow on all those, too. They appreciate it. They're the reason I'm here.
All right, Mike. I appreciate your time. I know you're busy. Good luck today in qualifying and your race tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, guys. Hey, listen. The noise that you
hear. We're listening.
These are the cars coming in from inbound.
Well, we'll hang out here on pit road for a while, Rowdy, and then we'll head into impound and see if we can get some interviews in there.
The bright lights of Vegas, the thrill of NASCAR, the fastest weekend of the season is heading back to the most exciting city in the world when the 2017 Cobalt 400 returns to Las Vegas March 10th through 12th. With NASCAR's top stars in Vegas. Reserve your weekend tickets now, 800-644-4444 or lvms.com. NASCAR in Vegas, the hands that can't lose.
Daytona International Speedway, redefined everything 30. 30-second stereo radio, HISC 0100.
The Daytona 500. It's the race that defines legends. And as the world's only motorsports stadium, Daytona International Speedway is the place that redefines what a race can be. You can experience it all and witness the next career-defining NASCAR moment at the Great American Race. But hurry, the 2016 race sold out, so don't miss out in 2017. The Daytona 500. Sunday, February 26th. Guarantee your seats at 1-800-PIT-SHOW or Daytona500.com.
All right.
No, it's our first time doing this. So.
Hey, Mark, we're back live again.
Well, Rowdy, I got Cody Lane here. How about that?
Hey, good. Got Cody up there.
Well, Cody's going to talk about Student Survival Dream Academy Dodge. So, go for it, Cody. Let's hear about it.
Yeah, we've had one heck of a day just trying to get through tech and everything. It's been one heck of a weekend of getting the car ready, and I think it's going to be good for us. We got Student Survival Dodge on the car, and can't thank all of our other sponsors, but I think we're going to make it happen in this qualifying run coming up.
So you've had kind of a busy weekend since you've been here. A little bit of here and a little bit of there, but you got around the track. And how's she feeling for you?
We had a little bit of issues in the practice. We had a little oil leak, but we got her all fixed up. And I think we're going to be really good in qualifying, and we'll just have to see what she does. But I think she'll be pretty good. She handled pretty good before, but you can never tell with a small oil leak. So.
How's the handling in practice? Can you tell yet?
We'll just have to see how it goes in the qualifying, because we're dealing with they pretty much had a straw, so it gave us new people to draft with. So we'll just have to see how it goes and let you know after qualifying.
Let's give a shout out to your sponsor one more time and how people get a hold of you on social media.
Yeah, for sure. Check it out. It's studentsurvival.org. Check it out. And then also you got CodyLaneRacing.com. As you check me out, and I'm also on Facebook of Cody Lane Racing or Cody Lane, and then Student Survival on Facebook also. Check them out, and they'll like their stuff, and hopefully we can get to the race and for tomorrow.
Well, Cody, the best of luck here. We're pulling for you, buddy, hope you have a really good fun this afternoon and get the show tomorrow. Thank you so much for being on, and we will talk to you afterwards. We'll take you down something here in the pit afternoon.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. So thanks so much, Cody, and we'll talk with you soon.
All right, thank you.
Hey, guys, we're 40 minutes in, and y'all, we're knocking them down there. That's great.
Woo!
Hey, listen.
Well, we're
hey, Roddy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey,
sure, I'm
hey Roddy, I got another guest that I'm going to let you interview him. It's Jeff Goodwin from So Good Entertainment from Nashville, Tennessee, that we spoke to in the meeting yesterday.
You got it. You got it.
All right, I'm gonna give
hey,
you the
Jeff.
Phone to him, and here he is.
All right.
Okay. Hey, Roddy.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Jeff. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, my friend. How are you?
Man, doing great. We talked about this trip several months ago, never thinking that we'd be doing it live today to our listeners. How about that, Jeff?
Well, you've come a long way, and what you're doing is a tremendous boost in sport. So I'm a big cheerleader of all your efforts and what you've made finally become a reality. So congratulations. Honored to be here talking with you today.
Boom. Hey, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Jeff.
Yes.
I lost you temporarily. I'm sorry, you know. This is our first show. We're kind of dealing with a few technical issues. You kind of went blank on me for just a few minutes there. But, Jeff,
you got
listen, it is a beautiful day for the Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment 200 driven by General Tire, isn't it, my friend?
Yeah, absolutely.
Jeff, you're kind of helping Cody Lane this year, isn't that correct?
You need to talk. I missed you. A car was coming by and kind of cut you off.
Okay. Hey.
Yes, I hear
hey,
you now.
Jeff?
Yes.
All right. We got the guys coming in from the second round of testing. So let's give them just a second to come in. They're cutting their cars off now.
Yeah, they're got a great day for all the efforts they're putting on the track right there. So I was looking at the board right there and a couple of surprises right there.
Yep. I saw his wife there. I was looking for him.
All right, we're going to go back live. We're going to go back live again on our microphone. Hey, sorry, guys. It's just going to be part of the beast of learning what we got to do here. That's the last. There we go. That's the last car coming in from that round. All right. Jeff, are we still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, now we've got a few minutes of quiet. So welcome back,
yes.
Jeff. Jeff and I met in Nashville as well as Mark. So that was a great weekend that weekend a year ago, Jeff. And I'm just like you, man. It's good to be here. You're a positive influence on the sport. And you've helped a lot of guys out, and you've got a team you're working with out here now. Isn't that correct?
Well, that's correct. And let me say, it's an honor to be on this interview with you. And the team we've got today is Motorsports Safety Group, Dr. Jason Cormier, Dr. Alan Appley. They're here with me on pit road as we're watching the qualifying, and they're going to be a very important part of growing the healthcare of the sport. And their safety initiative program is identified as Motorsports Safety Group. They'll be a sponsor on all with ARCA this year, and we're going to have another big announcement with the group next Friday about our future plans of expanding the program.
That sounds great. Welcome aboard, and glad y'all are going to be part of this program with ARCA.
Thank you so much. It's an honor.
Well, it's a great group of people to work around also. I mean, you're going to find out at the end of the year. You're meeting friends for life here now.
Well, you know, I've been working on different cars and drivers, helping them out for several years in ARCA, and they've always they've been a tremendous partner all the years I've been in racing, so I'm a big fan of everyone it takes to run this great organization, ARCA Racing, and for what they've contributed to so many people that we see, from Chase Briscoe's career to Eric Jones, and we're seeing these drivers that are getting experience firsthand here at these big tracks, and they're going on to make a name for themselves in NASCAR, and we all got to say, you know, ARCA plays a big important part of making these wheels go around for years to come with these young up-and-coming drivers.
So, too, you're exactly right. Exactly right. They play a big part in the future of NASCAR. Hey, and I appreciate you being part of something new that we're trying to do here in ARCA and be live in the garage. Thanks a lot for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'll see you at the track soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, Rowdy, how are we?
Hey, we're hanging in there.
Ready? I think Jeff got us another interview here. We got a driver.
Cody Robron.
There we go. There he is.
Hello. Hey, Cody. Hey, here we got Cody Robron from the Grand County Vaults Dodge. Hey, Cody, how you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Hey, how's your car? How's your car for qualifying today?
I think we got a good car. Sucked up really well. So we can get a group together qualifying, I think we'll be able to lay a lap down.
You practiced 10th yesterday. Did you take it back out today? Did you make any changes? And if you did, what kind of changes did you do to better your chances today to grab the pole?
We didn't make any changes. We went out today and figured out fuel mileage. I don't know if we have a good enough car to get the pole, but I expect a top 10 run.
Now, the group that you're qualifying, how do you feel with the group you're in, that you'll be able to draft with them and get up? Well, you'll need to get much, try to grab that pole.
I don't know if our group's strong enough, strong as the other one. I think we've got a very solid group. I think we'll be able to put a couple cars in the top 10 as well.
Now, with the general tires out with the heat today, is that going to hinder any grip issues for you, or is it going to help you?
I don't think so. They got plenty of grip. We're qualifying on 10-lap stuff tires, so I think the less grip, the better you'll be.
All right, Cody, I know you're busy and you want to keep watching this qualifying. Can you let our listeners know how they can keep up with you on social media?
Yeah, my Facebook page, Cody Robron, and that's about all I got on social media.
All right, Cody, I appreciate your time, and good luck in qualifying and the race tomorrow.
Yes, sir, thank you.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Hey, Rowdy.
Yeah.
Rowdy, we got a little special setup for you here. We have the good doctors working to do the new medical system for ARCA, and Jeff and I are going to turn our phones over to the two good doctors for you to let you interview them.
All right.
Are you up for that, Rowdy?
I'm waiting on y'all.
All right, we're going to search it. We're going to bring up the doctors, turn them over to you, and we'll let them go. We got them coming in the impound now, and we're right by the impound area, so it's a little loud. We'll let them finish up here.
Yeah, let the impound come through first, guys.
All right, here we go. We're going to turn over to the doctor. You ready, Jeff?
All right, Rob.
All right, guys.
Hey,
Hello.
Hey, let them get the cars around here just a minute. Hey.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can now. Hey, well, just quickly let everybody know we're in the impound section and they're bringing the cars back from qualifying and group section now. And they're parking. Just give this a second. We'll bring our next guest out. I'd say this has been a disadvantage, but it's not really a disadvantage.
Hey, hello.
In the pits. Hey, how are you?
Doing well. Doing well. How are you doing, Ron?
I'm doing great. These guys are big. There we go. They're shutting the engines off now. If you would, introduce yourself and let's talk about what ARCA and your organization, your company is doing for ARCA.
Absolutely. My name is Jason Cormier. I'm a neurosurgeon in Louisiana. And ARCA and my other partners that include Dr. Alan Apley, Dr. Danny Bedros have signed what we call a chew-and-chew long extended partnership. And what our role is going to be is try to provide our insight and help make auto racing a safer sport. Motorsport Safety Group is the name of our group. We have currently six neurosurgeons on board, Dr. Julian Bales, Dr. Bart Hadley, and Dr. Mark Martisavi. I'll compliment this. And we're continuing to build this initiative to help motorsports be a safer place to race, as well as NASCAR and other our organizations as we continue to expand this brand. Hello, you there? Hello. Rowdy?
Call back.
All right, everybody, I'm back. I'm sorry. You know, it's part of live TV. We're having a little difficulty with it. Let me get Mark. Hey, Mark, sorry, man. We lost you just temporarily. I'm bringing Jeff back on. Hey, it's just something that happens. I'm sorry.
So they want to go back on?
We can try that.
Are you done with them?
Yeah. No.
You're done with them?
If you got it. No, we just got started.
All right.
Get back out, guys.
Hello.
Okay, Jason.
Hello.
Rick. Hey, Jason, you got Rowdy back again. I'm sorry.
Oh, we got you.
All right, got you now, Jason. Thanks, sir. All right, Jason, if you would kind of go over what your company, your group of doctors are doing for ARCA this year.
Absolutely. So my group is called Motorsport Safety Group. It comprises, it's made up of six neurosurgeons currently. It's myself, Dr. Alan Apley, Dr. Danny Bedros, part of our medical advisory board. We have Dr. Mark Hadley, Dr. Julian Bales, Dr. Mark Martisavi, and we're building to expand that the number of other specialists. And our goals are ultimately to focus on the driver. We're going to be looking at overall health and fitness of the drivers in terms of hydration, sleep deprivation, preparations for the race, the type of foods they eat. In addition to that, we're going to be addressing head safety, helmet safety, and prevention assessment and follow-up with regards to head injuries and as well as concussions. We started this initiative or talking about this several months ago with ARCA, and we've been well embraced, and our message is it's been well received in that we're here for the drivers, and this is a partnership, and we're here to help and to try to make the sport a safer place to race.
Well, Jason, I tell you, it is a critical thing to have great medical staff on the board. Even NASCAR's decided to go this same direction, and I applaud ARCA for being, I think, ahead of the curve and having y'all on board and announced by, convention, y'all announced that you would be part of the program. And, hey, thanks for coming and being part of it, Jason, and I hope we get to see a lot more of y'all this year.
Well, I tell you, it's been really great. We had discussions with some members of some representatives from NASCAR as well. When we were in Indianapolis for the International Council of Management Science, we were able to interact with people from NASCAR, Indy, formerly Formula One, as well as NASA. And I tell you, what's really great is that the message is pretty universal, that everyone's concerned about the safety of the drivers. And that's the message that's been global and people are concerned and people are starting to look at this a little bit more and more in depth, and it's really good to see that what we've seen thus far from this safety initiative, at least as of now, there are really good things about this initiative. So we really just want to fit in, or we can have some positive insight and to address some of those things that are part of our more expertise, like the head injury.
Jason, I know it's a little loud right here, right this minute. Just stay with me just a minute. All right, they're cutting down. There we go. Back to quietness. You know, that's part of being live in the garage. We're going to have a little noise, but that's all part of it. Hey, Jason, listen, is there any way that folks can follow this program on social media?
Absolutely. So our website is www.motorsportsafetygroup.com. We also have a Twitter at MSSafetyGroup.com. That's the Instagram and Twitter. But www.motorsportsafetygroup.com is the first and foremost website that's actually building and expanding. There's a wealth of information. It's going to be a vehicle where fans and other followers that are interested in what's going on and moving forward can find out a wealth of information as to what we're doing going forward. And also to provide some ideas that we're also going to entertain and look at and try to integrate those things going forward. I think many people out there have great opinions, and we're certainly going to be open to them.
Hey, sounds great, Jason, and thanks a lot for being part of something first, I think, in ARCA, this live show being broadcast, and hoping we can do a lot more of them. Jason, thanks a lot for being part of our...
Right, team. Thanks for having us. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, Mark.
That's a great story.
Hey, Rowdy.
I'm going to take a four-minute break here, and we'll be right back, okay?
4 minute break, you got it. We have it all in front of you. Just do that.
Was the summer before the real world started? The was we would get to go with. Cleaned it up and got it run. That is old when a bagel. Best friend on football tag.
made it to Talladega for a drink. Whiskey in your glass. Now here's to turning up, slowing down, cars that go real fast. We were laughing and living, drinking and wishing and thinking that that chicken flag was waiting. Sure would like to stay. Like a stone, time rolls on. You can't hit pause, that's just a thing. Most days in life don't stand out, but life's about those days that we all lack. Rock and Randall, getting rowdy, shooting Roman candles at the man in the moon. Till the Alabama sun was breaking over town.
Daytona International Speedway, redefined everything 30. 30-second stereo radio, HISC 0100.
The Daytona 500. It's the race that defines legends. And as the world's only motorsports stadium, Daytona International Speedway is the place that redefines what a race can be. You can experience it all and witness the next career-defining NASCAR moment at the Great American Race. But hurry, the 2016 race sold out, so don't miss out in 2017. The Daytona 500, Sunday, February 26th. Guarantee your seats at 1-800-PIT-SHOP or Daytona500.com.
Spring, a time of boundless promise. The winds of change fill the air as hope blossoms boldly on the branch. And NASCAR rumbles into town. Catch the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500, the Red Eye 250, and the Active Pest Control 200 at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Be here March 4th and 5th for the promise of a new season. Sunday tickets start at just $39, and all kids' tickets are just $10. Visit amsracetix.com.
The bright lights of Vegas. The thrill of NASCAR. The fastest weekend of the season is heading back to the most exciting city in the world. When the 2017 Cobalt 400 returns to Las Vegas, March 10th through 12th. With NASCAR's top stars in Vegas. Reserve your weekend tickets now. 800-644-4444. Or LVMS.com. NASCAR in Vegas. The hands that can't lose.
All right, guys, we're out back here. We're in the garage where they're impounding all the cars now. We've already got one section of the garage already full of cars that have been impounded that's shut the garage doors now. Hey, Mark, Jeff, y'all there?
Hey, Roddy.
Yeah, Roddy.
Okay, I was telling everybody
you,
y'all may have heard. I'm in the impound garage now, so I had to move locations on the other side to load up the other side with cars. What y'all got going on out there, Nick?
Next group guys just headed out here, Roddy, and we've got another guest for you on the line here.
All right. Yeah, get Jeff to interview him there, or you can interview him.
No, I'm gonna, hey, Roddy, he's yours.
Oh, okay, that's Jeff.
Yeah, hey, Roddy, I'm gonna introduce him, and you talk to him.
All right.
All right?
All right, sounds good.
Hey, Roddy, we got a special guest here. We got Jeff Witherall from Speed and Sound Promotions, the leading edge in concert and racing promotion. Hey, Jeff.
Hey,
thanks for the time. I'm
going
to turn you over to Roddy.
Hey, Roddy, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great, Jeff. You know, we're trying something for the first time, a live broadcast at Daytona in the Garage Arc. I'm standing here where they've impounded one garage, and it's full of cars that's been impounded for qualifying, so it's a little noisy, but it's good to have you here, Jeff.
Well, man, it's good to be down here in Daytona. We're waiting for our driver, Cody Lane, to go out. What a unique story this is. I know you talked about it on one of your other shows, but I'm looking at young men and women who in 3 weeks have put together a race car to go out and try to qualify for the ARCA race tomorrow.
Hold on one second,
the cars are going by.
All right.
One thing we got a glitch here. They're having a problem reaching the spotter up on top of the tower up here before Cody goes out.
Yeah.
And without that, do they have the spotter? Great. They got communication with the spotter right now. Sorry to get sidetracked, but with no spotter at Daytona, you can't go out and qualify.
I understand that, Jeff. That's very important at Daytona and Talladega.
Well, you know, you guys are doing a great job down here. I mean, Mark, Jeff, you're all over. You're down here on pit road, and it's just exciting to be here in Daytona today.
Well, it's great to meet you and your wife here again today, Jeff. And you know, this is a first for us. We're just going to try to make this work. It may not sound too professional today, but we're going to work on it race by race, Jeff, and try to improve on it.
Well, you guys have got it going. Just keep on working it. You ain't going to have a problem. Everybody loves you in the garage. And when I say loves you, they like it. They don't love you. You know what I mean? Share the love here. But, hey, I want to say one big, big thank you to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because I know that your wife's been dealing with a couple of health issues. And I'm going to tell you, the news you told me today, God bless you and your family.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. And she's on her way to the rehab center now for physical therapy, which we're hoping won't be but about 21 days, Jeff, and we can get her back home after. Probably it's going to turn out to be about a 2 month stay out from home, but just believe in him and it works. And I appreciate you bringing that up, Jeff, and thanks for being part of ARCA here. I know that it's something new, and with the new cars, the new Elmore bodies coming next year, the last year of the steel, but the Elmores have made a big difference in this series, hasn't it, Jeff?
Well, I'll tell you, we've got an Elmore in the 67 car that's just getting ready to go out and qualify with all, you know, with Cody Lane in there, and it makes all the difference. If he had just one of the SV2s, we probably wouldn't stand much of a chance because we've got to qualify in on time with this deal here.
Well, that Elmore has made a difference. It gives anybody a chance to win. Gives everybody a chance to win, Jeff. So
Cody's in good shape with an elbow under the hood.
Well, I'll tell you what, I am going to watch and see if Cody gets in with what we're tagging it as the Bad News Bears of Motorsports Racing with this crew. And I'll let Jeff know, and I'll let Mark know if we qualified in. You keep up the good work, and thanks for having me on the show again.
Thank you, Jeff. You want to throw out where everybody can reach you on social media, too.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Jeff.
Oh, we're back, Ronnie.
That was good. That was good. That was good.
Hey, Ronnie, the last group are getting ready to go out on the track and qualify. We're going to head back to the garage and see if we can get some post-qualifying comments and see how their qualifying went and how they feel.
Okay, come on back over, and I got something I can play in this place right here.
Kicking up dust. The boys round here sending up a prayer
you to wrap that head tight.
All right, everyone, we're back live again here at the garage on Impound. I think the last group of qualifying has just went out on the way in. The first set of garages are full of cars impounded. I had to step on the other side of the garage where they were had just filled it up and fixing the impound, the section I was in. And it looks like it's filling up now, folks. Mark and Jeff's out. We're going to do the after qualifying and talk to some more drivers here. Let's see if we got Mark. Hey, Mark, Jeff.
Hey, Rowdy, we're here.
All right. We're
hey, Rowdy.
We're live with Mark and Jeff. Hey, guys, what you got going on out there?
Hey, Rowdy, we got another driver here. We got Scott Edwards all the way from Norfolk, England, with a Wayne Peterson Racing Chevrolet.
All right, Rowdy, how you doing today, bro? Scott.
Doing great, Scott. Doing great. Great to have you here on a beautiful day in Daytona.
It is indeed, right? Can't get better than this. That's the perfect way to spend a Friday afternoon, that's for sure.
How'd your car handle out qualifying?
Well, we had a few battery issues right as we were getting ready to crank it up, unfortunately. So we had to be pushed aside up the road there. But luckily... Yeah, luckily I had my teammate in my qualifying group with me, so he was able to hold back, and I ran a real high line on the first two out laps so he could catch up to me, and we did what we could. Unfortunately, we wasn't able to catch the pack, the drop pack, so we had a pretty slow qualifying that time, unfortunately, because of the battery issue, but we're in the show, that's what it matters, and we're stopping it back tomorrow, opposed to it, and keep it clean, keep it mean.
Well, Scott, would you like to tell everybody your sponsors and how to reach you on social media?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have two actual local sponsors here. From one's actually out of Ormond Beach. It's a new startup company. It's called Best Day Ever Weddings and Events, and they literally do wedding and event planning. And I also have, out of Winter Garden, Florida, I have a company called The Tiny Whisk. And they are a homemade bakery, and they make these amazing baked goods that they can send anywhere in the country. So two really great local companies that are on board with me today, so I couldn't be more excited about that one. And you can follow me and them on social media. I'm on Twitter at @S_EdwardsRacing, and I'm also on Instagram at @YeahNice. And I also have a Facebook fan page, which is Scott Edwards Racing fan page.
Well, Scott, thanks for taking time out today and being part of the show, and good luck this weekend, and looking forward to seeing you again at the ARCA races.
I really appreciate it, Rowdy. I hope you have a great show, and I appreciate the help, and look forward to talking to you again sometime.
Thank you. Looking forward to it, Scott. Thank you.
Thank you. Sure. Have a good one.
Thanks, Scott. All right, Mark, Jeff.
Hey, Rowdy, I'm digging Jeff Johnson. He's off getting us another driver. And I think it's from one of our old familiar names. So we'll see who it is. Hang on.
All right. Just to remind everybody, we're here at the Lucas Oil, which is going to be the Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment 200 driven by General Tire. We're live in the garage at Daytona International Speedway. It's, hey, it's the beginning of Speed Weeks. We've got a race Saturday night, which is tomorrow night on the 18th. Actually, our time's going to be 4 Eastern time. Everybody remember, 4 Eastern time on Fox 1 is who's going to be broadcasting the show. We actually got to meet Kevin Lee today, didn't we, Mark, Jeff, Heather LeBeau?
Lieutenant Joe.
Mark?
Hey, Rowdy, how's it going?
Man, it's going good. I was giving everybody kind of a little rundown where we was at and what was going on here.
Yeah, we're weaving our way between officials and cars right now, trying to set up another interview. Jeff was talking with somebody, we couldn't get them, and we're looking for another driver who wanted to be on and then to get them on. So we're working it.
Mark, can you believe it's the 65th year of the ARCA series presented by Menards?
No, Robbie, it's hard to believe it's been that long, and it's a heck of a deal for us to be involved with them after all this time.
Hey, and it's a beautiful day outside, and what better place would you rather be than in a garage in Daytona International Speedway?
Well, Ronnie, we're just enjoying the bright sunshine, the beautiful bright cars. We're going to I think Jeff's got us another lineup for an interview here. Yeah, he's working
there
on it.
There you go.
We're working on it, Rowdy. It's a little tense and technical to be back here with all the post-race inspections. So.
Well, you know, unfortunately, it's expensive to come here, and there's going to be some folks going home, and that's the bad part of the drama. That's the bad part of drama coming out here, isn't it, Mark? It's unfortunately some folks are going home today.
Well, just lined up with another interview, Rowdy. He's been doing pretty good at that today.
That's great.
Yeah, Jeff.
And Jeff?
Yes, that's Roddy. Hey, Roddy, I got Leilani Munter, the vegan-powered org, Plants for Hunger Toyota Venturini Motorsports. She qualified 17th, if I do believe, and here she is. I'm going to let Mark take over.
Hello there.
Leilani, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, it wasn't too long ago we had you on the other show, too, so it's a great chance to have you back on and tell us more about the vegan-powered car.
So, yeah, this car has been a long-time dream in the making. I've been trying to put this car together, actually, for over 5 years. And so, yeah, it's a dream come true to have it here on pit road at Daytona. This is the first vegan-themed race car in the world. So it's a very unique kind of situation, right? What our goal is we're going to be giving away vegan food to the race fans. We're going to have a chef outside, out front of the speedway. We got a big tent. I've got a show car as my race car out there. We've got a vegan bodybuilder. We've got a vegan NFL player coming. And we're going to give really great, like, chicken wings and meatballs and all plant-based meats to the race fans, because I think a lot of people think, oh, vegans live off a salad, but that's definitely not true. And I hope to open a lot of minds this weekend.
Well, Leilani, that sounds great. And you're making me hungry sounding about meatballs and chicken wings and that. And it's hard to believe that you can have a vegan meal that way.
Absolutely, you can. If you were to look at my fridge and my freezer, you would see the same things that you have. You'd see almond milk. You'd see cheeses that are made of nuts. So, you know, I have all different kinds of cheeses. I got vegan mac and cheese. I've got sausages. I've got hamburgers. I've got chicken fillets, fish fillets. And it's all really just plant-based meat. So they're able to just take the protein directly from the plant and put it into that familiar texture that people are used to from eating meat, and you would never know the difference. In fact, my crew chief, Jeff McClure, texted me last week. He was eating vegan tacos, and he was telling me how great they were and how he couldn't even tell that the ground beef was vegan. So I think we'll surprise you. I hope you stop by the tent tomorrow and grab some free vegan chicken wings.
Well, we plan to with all those goodies you've been talking about. I'm really hungry right now, so we'll be heading out there tomorrow and checking it all out. Are you a little disappointed with your qualifying speed at all?
I am, yeah. You know, I was leading the pack, and I was expecting for a bigger push from behind. We qualified 17th. I thought we'd be further up the charts there. You know, I'm kind of – I don't have great feelings about these drafting qualifying runs. I think we should do it the old school way where we're doing single car runs. Everybody's seeing where they are as a race car on our own, and the fast cars end up at front and the slower cars end up in the back. With this drafting qualifying, it's all sort of a crapshoot. You know, we literally pulled numbers out of a hat to decide who we were drafting with. And it's just, you know, I realize everybody's in the same boat, but it can end up really putting slower cars up. And I think that makes the situation at the start of the race worse for everyone.
It does put you in a little bit of disadvantage for qualifying in multi-car packs like that, because you don't know who you're going to be with. And so you said you draw the pill, and the pill isn't always so easy to swallow, is it?
No, it's not. You know, I mean, I realize, you know, your starting position isn't everything, but it is nice to start up front. You know, I qualified 10th the last time I was here at Daytona. The time before that, I qualified 7th and then 8th at Talladega. So to be out of the, not only the top 10, but out of the top 15 is a little disappointing, but I know my car is fast, and I'll just try and, you know, have a clean race and slowly make my way up to the front. And hopefully, you know, if there's any trouble, hopefully it's happening behind me.
Well, we hope so too, Leilani, and have a good, safe draft and run tomorrow, and a great finish. We enjoy having you back on the show again. And how about a little shout out to your sponsors again and your social media?
Thank you so much. Yeah, the website for our vegan campaign is just veganpowered.org, and you'll see all the wonderful companies that help get this car on the track and get our vegan food tent out front. A Well-Fed World is my primary sponsor. We got additional donations from Peace for Animals and World Animal News and Mercy for Animals. So all these wonderful nonprofit organizations came together to help this car get out there, and I'm so thankful for that. And I hope to make them proud. And with all my activism, my website is just leilani.green, and it links to all my social accounts from there.
All right, and before we go, this is Jeff. I just want to wish you a pre-happy birthday for tomorrow, and good luck tomorrow in the race.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leilani, and happy birthday also for Brownie.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Mark, Jeff, thanks, man. Great interview there. All right, everybody, we're still here live in the garage. We've got up to 30 more minutes. I don't know how much more we've got several trying to line up here.
Spring, a time of boundless promise. The winds of change fill the air as hope blossoms boldly on the branch. And NASCAR rumbles into town. Catch the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500, the Renai 250, and the Active Pest Control 200 at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Be here March 4th and 5th for the promise of a new season. Sunday tickets start at just $39, and all kids tickets are just $10. Visit amsracetix.com.
Daytona International Speedway. Redefined everything 30. 30-second stereo radio. HISC 0100.
The Daytona 500. It's the race that defines legends. And as the world's only motorsports stadium, Daytona International Speedway is the place that redefines what a race can be. You can experience it all and witness the next career-defining NASCAR moment at the Great American Race. But hurry, the 2016 race sold out, so don't miss out in 2017. The Daytona 500, Sunday, February 26th, Guarantee your seats at 1-800-PIT-SHOP or Daytona500.com.
The bright lights of Vegas, the thrill of NASCAR, the hand that can't lose. The fastest weekend of the season in the most exciting city in the world, March 10th through 12th. Reserve your tickets now at LVMS.com. Let it roll with NASCAR in Vegas.
Hey, Rowdy?
Yeah.
Jeff's on a mission.
All right, guys. We got Mark and Jeff still out of.
We're still down here, Rowdy. We're kind of wrapping things up, I think. We may have another interview or so. We're working on that. And Jeff's been running his butt off today. I tell you what, I think his shoes are worn out.
All right, listen, y'all got that driver because we're fixing to end this. They're fixing to lock up the garage here.
Why don't we just finish?
All right, hey, listen, Mark. Tell everybody.
We got Ricky Sanders here, Rowdy. We're going to do one last interview, and we got this wonderful gentleman to help us out.
All right. Well, this is our last interview, and we're going to be impounded if we don't leave. So go ahead with your last interview, guys.
All right, here's Ricky.
Hey, Ricky.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Ricky. How did it go out there today in qualifying?
It went pretty good. We wound up 20th. We wanted to be a little bit further up, but we've got a good stable car and pretty happy with it.
Well, what about them general tires there, Ricky?
Really good. Yeah, we get real good wear out of them. They're, really good quality tires, so they got us on a good deal there.
What was your biggest obstacle this weekend, Rick, that you've had to face so far?
It's just getting everything together, and, we've got a real good group. I'm driving for Kimmel, and, they've been in ARCA forever, so, we haven't really had any major issues this week, and looking forward to Lamar and get the race going.
What, Ricky? We always give everybody a chance to give everybody where they can find you on the social media, if you would, and I appreciate you coming on. Tell everybody where they can find you.
RickySanders.com and pitboxes.com. All the information online there.
All right, Ricky. Appreciate you coming by and being part of today's show, friend.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Mark. Hey, I'm fixing to have to leave. They're fixing to lock the doors and lock me in. Anything y'all want to say before we get out of here?
Hey, Rowdy. He's talking to Ricky.
Hey,
Jeff. Still.
Well, hey, Rowdy. I'm
Jeff. Mark, listen, we're fixing to have to sign off or they're going to lock me in here. Anything y'all want to say before we get out of here? And to remind everybody, tomorrow at 3 to 5, we're going to be live again.
Well, Rowdy, I think you covered it all. You've had a blast doing this today. I hope everybody enjoyed it. We're looking forward to doing it tomorrow.
Jeff?
Like you said, hey, all you want to check out a great series, I believe this is on Fox Sports tomorrow. Tune into Fox Sports tomorrow and check this out. It should be a live race, if I do believe so. It'll be exciting. So, everybody, check it out on Fox Sports and come back tomorrow and listen to us do it all over again.
All right, guys. We're going to end it.
We'll see you on the outside if they let you out, Rowdy.
All
All right, I'm in here with a bunch of red shirts, and they're hungry and want to get out of here.
All right. Let that man out. We'll see you outside, Rowdy. Thank you.
All right. Hey, appreciate everybody.
Daytona International Speedway. Redefined everything 30. 30-second stereo radio, HISC 0100.
Sorry.
The Daytona 500. It's the race that defines legends. And as the world's only motorsports stadium, Daytona International Speedway is the place that redefines what a race can be. You can experience it all and witness the next career-defining NASCAR moment at the Great American Race. But hurry, the 2016 race sold out, so don't miss out in 2017. The Daytona 500, Sunday, February 26th. Guarantee your seats at 1-800-PIT-SHOP or Daytona500.com.
All right, everybody, till next week. Thanks a lot, and we'll be live again tomorrow, 3 to 5. Tune in tomorrow, 3 to 5 Eastern time. This is what it's like. All right, y'all, thanks.
So the first time I really knew much about you is when Elmore contacted me about doing the interview, of course, because of the partnership and all that.
Right.
What is